Okay. I've been asked to create a 3JS roadmap by you guys and by YouTube Analytics. I also want to answer a question that I get a lot, and that's, how do I get started with 3JS? It's actually a lot easier than you would think. But where do you start and what do you learn? Well, today I'm going to be making a cool 3D scene while I teach you guys how to get started creating stuff with 3JS. But we're not just going to make any old 3D scene. We're going to make a beautiful, interactive, animated scene. So let's get started. Use the link in the description for 20% off Exponent to ace your next tech interview. Let's break down the exact steps to go from curious beginner to crafting amazing 3D scenes in 3JS. Think of 3JS as your personal 3D toolbox for the web. It's a handy JavaScript library that makes cool 3D stuff way easier than it sounds. It doesn't have to be 3D. It could be 2D. If you're new to coding, try a playground like CodePen or JSFiddle. No setup, no stress. If you're comfy coding at home, whip out your favorite text editor and run things locally. We have three main things in 3JS: the scene, the camera, and the renderer. Picture a movie theater. The scene is the big screen where everything happens. The camera is you watching the show. And the renderer is the projector, bringing the movie to life. So let's talk about the fundamentals. Geometries, materials, and meshes. Geometries are the shapes, like cubes and spheres or something funky that you dream up. The material is the look and feel, the style, whether it's shiny metal or red plastic or glowing neon or something else. The mesh combines the geometry and material. You have an object ready to animate. Okay, for our scene, let's define all the geometries and all the materials, and then we'll drop them into a couple of arrays, geometries and materials. We'll create our first mesh, just to make sure it's working. The lighting's not working yet. So I'll turn off metalness. Good, that fixes it. Next, to render all the meshes, we'll use a getMesh function that takes an index and returns a mesh. Good, now we'll create a group that holds all the meshes, use a good old for loop, and boom. Lighting is a big deal, trust me. Proper lights can turn a flat, lifeless scene into something that looks real and alive. You want a cozy vibe? Go soft. Feeling dramatic? Crank up that directional light and get some stark shadows. Animations. Making stuff move is easier than you think. With just a few lines of code, you can spin a cube like it's on a lazy Susan, or bounce a sphere like it's late for the next scene. Okay. To get things animated, let's use an update function on each of the meshes, and another on the group that will manage them, and slap! So here's your roadmap milestones. As a beginner, start small. Plop a cube in a scene and just look at it. Then add a camera so you can actually see what you've created. Throw in some simple controls like orbit controls to move around your scene and to get comfy. Intermediate. Learn how to load 3D models like GLTFs so you're not stuck with just cubes and spheres. Next, we'll use the GLTF loader add-on to load our duck.glb model. We'll call the traverse method on the loaded GLTF to parse out the geometry and the material in this duck. And where's our duck? Ugh, it's way the f*** too big. No problem, inside the traverse method, we'll fix the duck scale. Dive into textures and environment maps to give surfaces that wow factor. We're going to use the Ultra HDR loader to load a beautiful environment map. A bit of tweaking and debugging and beautiful HDR lighting. Let's refine the animation using the math.sine and math.cosine methods. Mix in a bit of conditional logic and advanced. Learn performance hacks like frustum culling or instance geometry to keep your scene running buttery smooth. Embrace shaders. These are like secret potions that can add a whole new level of artistry to your work.
add a physics engine like Rapier or a library like React 3 Fiber to build genuinely next-level experiences. Where to find help and inspiration? The official 3JS documentation is pure gold. Seriously, check out the fundamentals section. Your future self will thank you. You've also got a friendly 3JS Discord community. GitHub for CodePeaks, Reddit r/3JS, and of course, YouTube. Learn by watching others and then adding your personal twist. Remember, every 3D artist started out squinting at a cube on a screen, wondering what's next. Keep at it, experiment, and learn from it. Don't be afraid to break things. Sometimes that's how you discover the coolest ideas. Now go forth, build something cool, and let your creativity run wild. If you have a question about anything we've talked about, leave a comment below. Thanks so much for coming by, and I'll see you in the next one. Like and subscribe.